From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January the 13th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This past week, 15 professional geospatial organizations demanded that Congress do a better job to effectively coordinate legislation that involves geospatial technology. We'll get to that and more, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Adina, let me first review the letter that was sent to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid from COGO, the Coalition of Geospatial Organizations. And I think it can be summed up in the second paragraph of this letter, and I quote, "Despite the extraordinary growth and the near ubiquitous presence of geospatial data in government and private sector, Congress does not have a committee or subcommittee with primary jurisdiction over geospatial activities. Rather, responsibility for oversight and authorization of federal geospatial activities is spread among more than 30 House and Senate committees and subcommittees." Let me give you a brief idea of what COGO is talking about. Of the standing committees of just the House of Representatives, we have things like agriculture, energy and commerce, homeland security, natural resources, transportation, infrastructure. I could go on. But each of these committees have subcommittees with oversight to each executive branch, like the USGS, like NOAA. And COGO is saying that there is no effective concentration or oversight. Now, in a press release that accompanied this letter, Cy Smith, the COGO chairman, said the intent of the letter is to designate geospatial activities in the authority of an existing subcommittee and House committee, respectively. So they're not trying to create a new subcommittee. They want to effectively just make sure that geospatial activity is under at least one of these subcommittees. And then I'll quote again. The letter also said, "COGO is not asking for a new dedicated subcommittee. However, including geospatial in the name and mission of an existing House and Senate subcommittee would be a timely and appropriate action for the 111th Congress." This is an interesting development, and we can speculate on why this letter was sent now, and we've had some various conversations with the folks at COGO, and including John Palatiello, but this timing is effectively interesting because of a number of things that are going on, in particular with the problems in the economy. So what's your opinion on the timing of this letter?
Okay, well, I really had two thoughts about the timing, and certainly the geospatial industry is abuzz, and we talked about this in an earlier podcast this year, about President-elect Obama's vision of a stimulus package that would include a focus on infrastructure that we all contend is going to trickle down and increase and enhance use of geospatial technologies. So this is a good time to get such a subcommittee in place before or as that's being done. The other part of this, again, COGO is a relatively new organization. All it's really done in the past year or so is create itself and get its bylaws set and get all the members and so forth. This is the first thing that the organization has really done as an organization, and it's a pretty bold move. You use the word demand in the introduction, and really this was a very respectful letter. It was a request, but it's a big request, and it's a big request from a small little part of the technology industry.
And I think what they're essentially saying is, look, you've got a real disparate group of activities going on here at the federal level, and I've always thought that the business of government is inherently geospatial in so many ways. And just when I looked at the number of different committees and subcommittees that have this dispersion of oversight, there's nothing that looks like it's coordinating at all. Now we could argue that FGDC, the Federal Geographic Data Committee, has some responsibility because there are representatives from all these different agencies to coordinate activities. But from a higher level, and this is what I think they're getting at, is that there's no one committee or subcommittee that's going to effectively drive the coordination of something that's very important. And this stimulus package that will hopefully drive a lot of infrastructure development is really significant. And maybe it's time, and I think that's what they're asking for. Now is the time to get some coordination and oversight.
All right. Now, you contacted COGO about why they chose this timing. What was the answer to that?
John Palatiello answered my requests, and what he said was there was no, we did not time it to any particular legislation. We timed it to the start of the new Congress when committees are organized and decisions are made about subcommittees, members, chairmen, and areas of jurisdiction. That's a quote from John's response to me.
Okay, so, that certainly makes sense.
I mean, this is when all the chairmanships are decided and everybody gets to sit on whatever panels they want.
Right. I think it's really important to go back to Civics 101 just for a second for people who don't think about this every day, and I'm one of them. The United States government has three branches, right? We've got executive, we've got legislative, and we've got judicial, and they each have different jobs. The executive branch enforces the laws, the legislative branch makes the laws, and the judicial branch interprets the laws. So as you pointed out, we've got some presence in the executive branch with the FGDC and also at the Office of Management and Budget with the geospatial line of business. And that the goal there is to become a more efficient user of geographic technology, not duplicate data. That effort is afoot in the executive side. But as COGO points out here, over in Congress, and the other important thing that Congress does, specifically the House, is that the House holds the purse strings. Right, so that's the money part of it. So yes, this is an important place for us to have some say that we really don't have because it's so dispersed and it doesn't have a named place with people with leadership looking after geospatial.
The other thing we should mention, GITA, a member of COGO, is putting particular emphasis on the stimulus package and the result of the stimulus package, which could, again, as we've said, trickle down to infrastructure projects. That emphasis is going to be, I think, realized at the annual conference. They put out a recent white paper, which you can find in our white paper section, about the interdependencies of geospatial technology with respect to getting more infrastructure projects. And they want this conference to be one where people can find out about more information about what this means to them.
The other organizations that are members of COGO, even though they haven't perhaps spoken out as much about the potential of the infrastructure investment for geospatial technology, I have to believe they all think it's a good thing. You know, everybody from the AAG to MAPS to ACSM and so forth. So I think everybody sees that as a really positive thing across the board. And I think it's valuable to note that in COGO's charter, they don't do anything unless everybody agrees. So everybody was on board with this. And we've suggested, and it seems pretty clear, that MAPS was sort of the lead on this, John Palatiello, with his particular expertise in working with the government, was sort of the logical person to start this. So let me ask the next question, which is, what's going to happen? They sent this nice letter. I think they support what they've said. Is anything going to happen in Congress?
Well, I think what it's going to mean, and I was just going to bring this up, is do we have an effective lobbying organization that represents geospatial technology? And you pointed out John's probably one of the more knowledgeable guys to perhaps spearhead this and get it moving. I mean, it obviously has to have somebody to drive this. Sending a nice letter isn't going to do much. So you have to know people in Congress. You have to know people who are heading up to subcommittees. And somebody's going to have to put through legislation or at least reorganize some of these committees to get the geospatial emphasis at the right subcommittee level.
Right. And clearly that I have to believe just because, again, of the experience of the folks involved, that this is the first thing that you do is you write a letter and you say, here's something we think would be valuable to help the Congress and the government and the citizenry of the United States. It'll be interesting to me to see what the next step is. But what this really comes down to is the new Congress is seated, except for those few members who are still in limbo. It sure seems like as soon as President-elect Obama is in the White House, he's going to try to move as quickly as possible to get things rolling on many fronts, in particular getting the economy going. So I just wonder if while this is a terrific idea, if there's just going to be other things that are more important, that this is going to have to be set aside for another 6 months, a year, and
yeah, well, I don't disagree, but the bottom line here is the stimulus package, one of the first things in the stimulus package is to put these shovels in the ground, as I like to say, or these shovel-ready projects,
right?
Which are roads and bridges and revitalizing existing bridge work and whatever. That's a huge geospatial activity.
And I suppose even if all this is a little poke and nothing actually happens in the short term, at least it's a formal reminder to the leaders in Congress of the chaos that is geospatial within the legislative branch of government, and some would argue also in the executive branch of government. Think about it. As you're investing this money, you know, let's do it smartly. Let's not have stovepipes. Let's not recreate data that we've already created, all those kinds of problems that we've run into in the past.
And then the other issue I think probably need to bring up is, and I hope we hear from some of these leaders from the individual companies that are members of these professional organizations, what are their expectations? What do they hope was going to happen? And are they going to help COGO drive this effort forward? There are enough CEOs or at the CEO level who are going to meet with their representatives to say, hey, look, we really need this. It's going to mean something for our business. So what are you guys going to do about it?
That's a great point. We'd really like to reach out to our listeners. And you know, what do you think? Is this a good idea? Is it going to work? Do you think it's going to have an impact on how government plays in geospatial and how those decisions trickle back to those of us who work in the field?
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2009 ESRI Federal Users Conference will be held from February 18th to the 20th. At the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Join fellow GIS users to discuss challenges and solutions unique to the federal government. Registration is complimentary for federal employees, so don't miss your chance to discover more about the geographic approach to decision-making. For more information or to register to attend, please visit www.esri.com/FedUC. That's F-E-D-U-C. Thanks again for joining us today. We do hope we hear from you about our podcast today. You can write to us at any time at editors@directionsmag.com. Please join us again next week, and be sure to tell a friend.